Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new MDX with super-handling all-wheel drive. More information is available at Acura.com.
You're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Our live concert series from NPR Music and the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., continued this week with a haunting performance by Emily Haynes. Haynes is a lead singer of the Canadian dance pop band Metric, and she's a founding member of the group Broken Social Scene. She's touring now with her solo album. It's called Knives Don't Have Your Back. Unlike her work with Metric and Broken Social Scene, Haynes' solo album's a collection of bleak and beautiful songs. During her concert in D.C., Haynes played through all of her albums, starting with the opening track, Our Hell. Emily Haynes from her live concert at Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club. That song was Our Hell. Many of you may know nothing about Emily Haynes. I only knew this record, so I sat down with her at the 930 Club and asked her about her songwriting and her CD, Knives Don't Have Your Back. We'll have more music from the show in a bit, but first we have this short interview with Emily Haynes.
I made a record called Knives Don't Have Your Back. It took about 4 years to complete because I was working on it whenever I had a spare scrap of time from touring with Metric, which is my main project, and Broken Social Scene, which is another collective that I'm a writer, I'm part of that. So the album is piano-driven, much different than the rock and roll sound of Metric, and it's in fact the way that I always write songs is on the piano. I've just never felt courageous enough to actually release it that way. So shortly after my father passed away, he's Paul Haynes. He's a fairly unknown poet, but some people know him for his work with Carla Bley on Escalator Over the Hill. I felt a real urgency to pay homage to the music that I grew up listening to and to actually be honest about how unhappy I was and not try to turn it into something else. And I mean, unhappy is maybe an oversimplification, but I couldn't shake the mood, and I thought, I knew there are a lot of other people who experience similar things, and you know, especially in the larger picture of the world, it was a very dark time with the war and you know, increasing seeming apathy all around and a lot of things that were just eating away at me. So I made this album to pay attention to those things, and it's been a really incredible experience. I was able to bring on musicians that I really admire. Like, I'm a big Sparkle Horse fan, and I got Scott Minor, who's a key member of the group. It's just two of them, and he's playing drums. And then Todor Kobakov is this brilliant guy from Toronto. Everyone's over 6 feet tall in the band. And he did all the string arrangements for the album.
And so what does he do here?
In the live concert, he does on-the-fly string arrangements, which is amazing. We've had orchestras play with us. We had that last night in New York and in other places. And he also does all these atmospheric sounds. In addition to the other main inspiration behind the album was the films of Guy Madden, who's a Winnipeg director. Not a lot of people know him, but those who do dearly love him. And he made a film called The Saddest Music in the World with Isabella Rossellini. And that film really inspired me to once and for all make this record, and it guided me through the final stages of it.
So when you say that, you mean you saw the film, and what you saw in the film helped you write songs?
No, it helped me decide the way that I wanted the album to sound. And in fact, I knew that I wanted the images from Guy's films to be part of the live performance, which is the other thing that Todor Kobakov does in the concert, is he does live projection of images from Guy's films, because Guy was generous enough to give us access to the footage and let us use it. So we're in the midst of a North American tour, which is started in Montreal on the 4th of January and ends in Los Angeles on the 23rd. And then I'm back with Metric, going to England to do a bunch of dates, opening for Block Party, who have a new record coming out.
Yeah, I've heard it. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I walked in and you were doing sound check, and I saw you're sitting behind, it looked like a Yamaha. Sort of, is it an electric piano?
It's an instrument that was made in the 70s, particularly for touring musicians, real piano players, but I really like it. It's called a CP70. It's a mix between kind of the sound of a Rhodes and a real piano. It has the real mechanics of a piano.
So something's hitting something else to make the sound.
Yeah, and I actually prefer it for this album to a traditional, to a regular acoustic piano, because on a lot of the songs on the album, I did a lot of doubling with Wurlitzer or Rhodes keyboards.
I was thinking that for a lot of musicians who we talk to, their guitarists, and they bring their guitar with them, or they bring whatever it is with them. And I always feel for keyboards, because you don't have your friend with you and you go play, but you actually lug around this isn't a small thing.
Yeah, we're bringing it for this tour. And, you know, in Metric, I play synths, and I feel the same loyalty to my Pro One. But yeah, the piano is a special instrument.
So the connection between the films and the words and the films and the particular songs, some bands just have imagery that sort of lays behind them when they play. Is there more of a connection between, does a certain film go with a certain song? Is there, for you, a connection? Do you see it out of the corner of your eye? Does it help you play at all? Does it, you think differently?
Well, it's really Todor's masterpiece. He chose the strongest images and mixed it with his own images as well. So it's really, we talked a lot about our inspirations. He's a big fan of Sigur Rós and their live concerts. They do really incredible projections. So he's, I think, of the school of thought of more abstract, but images that are evocative and allow you to use your imagination. There's not a strict narrative.
In the 5 or 8 listens I've had to your record, I find that your music has this oblique sort of feel to it. Do you think that your music and his film are sort of do the same thing in their own art form?
Yeah, I think that's why I was so affected by his work, is that I felt like he was my soulmate in that regard. And I've since developed a nice friendship with Guy and been able to see his more recent work, which is called Bang the Brain, which is a silent film with an orchestra and Isabella Rossellini again narrating and live Foley accompanying. So it's really an incredible thing. He did it at the Toronto Film Festival and at Walter Reed. I just saw it in New York. So
this is an aside, but what does Foley do when the Foley's doing this live?
Well, it's all the sounds. Yeah, so like someone walking through the mud, someone, you know. Yeah, it was really, really unique and completely effective.
Can you tell me a little about something I know very little about, which is there's so many wonderful bands that are coming out of both Toronto and Montreal, and you sort of skirt both Brooklyn, my old hometown, and Canada. Could you describe it all, especially in, well, either place, Montreal or Toronto, the music scene and how, especially a group like Broken Social Scene, it seems like an ideal sort of music situation.
Yeah, it's great. It's in the case of Broken Social Scene, it's a lot of bands that already existed. Whenever we had any free time, we would go and spend it together playing, just because we like to play music. And then it turned into something that really resonated with people, which is amazing. And I would just say that it's everything that you hear about the sense of community is true. And I think the reason that it's lasted and it will continue to thrive is that there's no definitive sound of the bands that are coming out of Montreal and Toronto. That's kind of the point, is that it's music for all kinds of people.
It's really good music, and I think that's what sort of attracts people to it. And what is your position with Broken Social Scene then? Do you come in and out of it when you're just around? Is that?
I write with them, so I'm a founding member, and we all do as much as we can. It's on a hiatus right now, so.
Tonight, tell me again who's in the band, and then and describe a little bit the imagery, because we can get there too. Because this is radio, and
right.
No one's going to see it.
Sure. So for the live performance of Knives, I have Todor Kobakov, who's doing the projections of the Guy Maddin images, which are many stark and wintry images of isolated individuals and wintry nature scenes and mysterious expressions on their faces. He's also playing a number of interesting sounds which are atmospheric. I have Paul Dillon on bass guitar. He's a friend of mine from New York City. He played in Mercury Rev for a while, and he played in a band called Long Wave for a while as well. And then Scott Miner is playing drums. He's in Sparkle Horse and not touring with them on their current record, but previously, you know, wrote with them and did all that. So it's a great band. I'm really happy about it.
And it's a seated show tonight. You chose that?
Yeah, all the shows have been seated in theaters, or if it's a room that's not a theater, we try to turn it into one. So it's a nice way to spend a cold evening.
Great. Thank you so much.
Emily Haynes speaking before her show at the 9:30 Club. Now, more music from that performance. Here's the song, Dr. Blind.
dishes, limousines, toothless dentists, cops that kill.
Said she's here to waste time. There are so many skirts under the table. None of these long legs are mine. She calls around, finds me crying. Wish I were capable of lying sometimes.
I can just tell that you know that my record is not depressing, right? It's inspiring, exactly. It's the woman with the finger. That's great. Okay, it's another sing-along, people. It's a sing-along for people who cry in the bathtub. Where no one can see your tears. What's wrong?
Emily Haynes with a few selections from her 9:30 Club performance in Washington, D.C. You heard Our Hell, followed by Dr. Blind, Detective Daughter, and the song called Winning. You can hear the entire concert by Emily Haynes and her band Soft Skeleton streaming from our website or download the show. Go to npr.org/liveconcerts. More live concerts are in the works for the new year. Keep watching All Songs Considered's website for details. That's npr.org/allsongs. The best way to keep up with our concert schedule and other new music from All Songs Considered is with our newsletter. You can sign up online, go to npr.org/allsongs and click the link for newsletter. I'm Bob Boylan. From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Looking to consider even more songs? Discover new music from emerging and unsigned artists on the Open Mic Podcast, available at npr.org/podcasts.
Support for NPR Podcasts comes from Borders, presenting books, music, and movie gift ideas from the Gift Squad. Details at BordersGifts.com.